Well, obviously we're concerned. You know, Wisconsin's the world leading producer of cranberries, and our growers are concerned by the proposed retaliation tariff on cranberries. And we preface those remarks or want to keep them in the context that it is a little bit of speculation on people's parts that there is a list and there's a number of products on it, including cranberries and I think Harley-Davidson motorcycles and beer and some other stuff. But the long and short of it is the EU hasn't issued a formal list yet. And so we want to be careful before we offer too many comments on the list. But I can tell you that we export about almost a million barrels of cranberries to countries like the European Union, and a tariff would significantly hinder our ability to compete in these markets. And that's for a couple of reasons. Primarily, is that cranberries are only grown in North America. I think most people are familiar with that. And they're not grown in Europe. So any fruit coming in, any cranberries consumed in the European Union come from North America. Our neighbors to the north in Canada have a free trade agreement with the European Union. So fruit from Canada would flow into the European Union duty-free, and cranberries from the U.S., including cranberries from Wisconsin, would face some type of duty or tariff. So it put us at a considerable competitive disadvantage. The second thing that we look at when they put the tariffs together is usually tariffs are designed to protect domestic industries, and there's no domestic cranberry industry in the European Union. And as a result, the tariffs would harm European consumers more than it would protect a domestic industry. So we're concerned about that. Free trade is important to us, and growing markets is important to us as we move down the road. Right now, we're exporting about 40% of the crop, and we're hoping to grow that number. And we believe removing trade barriers is a better way to grow our industry and grow the economy here in the United States and provide jobs for people in all different sectors.
And there still is a, I don't know if it's an oversupply, but there's still an ample supply of the fruit on the market, right?
Yeah, we're in a situation where we have inventories building, and the industry is taking steps in the short term to manage that supply by eliminating the amount of fruit that's going to come onto the market from the 2017 and 2018 crop. Where we have proposals into USDA to allow us to do that, and we're waiting for a decision from the department. That's a short term solution to get supply and demand back in balance. The industry has made a commitment in the long run to grow markets for cranberries, and that the primary emphasis is on international markets. The European Union is an important one. UK is an important one to us, but we're also looking at expanding markets in Canada, Mexico, as well as China, India, and other areas in Asia. And there's substantial investments by the industry in developing those markets so that we can sell more fruit. And if we can sell more fruit and improve grower returns, that increases economic activity here in Wisconsin. And so we're working on that, and to be involved in trade disputes and trade barriers prevent us from growing those markets.